podcast. My name is Maceo. It is 8:15 on Monday morning, which is now arrival day for our campers. And I have an awesome guest here with us before breakfast. Please introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and what you're doing here.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. My name is Ellie. This is my, I think, third time on your podcast, Maceo.
I think it is, yeah.
I'm from Oakley, California. I'm so used to saying the Zoom stuff, so I almost said, I'm calling in from Oakley, California.
We're making the necessary adjustments already.
Right. It's very weird.
It is.
I've been a camper for years, and this year I put my big girl pants on, and I'm a counselor on paid staff this year.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Ellie. When I first started coming to camp, you were a youth camper, and now, well, you were a responsible youth camper even back then, so it's nice to have a nice young woman here as responsible as you, taking on so many awesome activities and responsibilities as a counselor. It's great to have you on the team, Ellie.
Thank you. I still remember that Youth One session. I think it was the last day of camp, and my cabin was like, oh, well, I'll walk up together. I didn't hear that part, so I walked up with you when everyone was putting their luggage up.
That's right. And I do remember that. Good memory. This is funny how the little things, see, triggered something with me, too, memory-wise. I would have never remembered that had you not mentioned it. That's a good one. So can you give an audio description of where we are?
So right now we're on the little Fisher Island. We're on the dock. We're underneath a little baby willow tree. The big one was actually cut down, I think, back in May of 2020. Not quite sure, May or June, something like that. But a new one has actually grown quite quickly, and it's about, I want to say, 6 or 7 feet tall, and so we're kind of just surrounded and covered by the really pretty leaves.
The sun is just breaking through, like, our foggy mornings here in Napa, and there's this light, hazy fog running across the beautiful La Coya Lake as the sun breaches through the fog this morning. There's a little breeze. You can probably hear
the water creek in the background.
In the background, yep. Okay, Ellie, what are you, what particularly are you doing this year that is special to the teen camp that we haven't done in a long time? Let's talk about it.
I am so excited. You already know, Maceo.
I know, yeah.
But I am going to be your director?
Yeah, co-director. You're basically more of a director than I am, because you know what to expect on this process, but go ahead.
Yeah, we're doing a theatrical musical mashup. We're taking a bunch of different scenes. Am I allowed to spoil it?
Nope.
Okay.
No spoilers. We'll do a podcast after, and we'll tell people what we did.
Okay. Oh, right, because this isn't coming.
Right. So right. Give them an idea of what we're going to do, and then we'll tell them what we did after we did it.
Perfect. We're doing a musical mashup of a bunch of different scenes from different genres, time periods, and
you can give the title. Can title it.
Oh yeah, it's the EHC Mischievous Friends musical mashup. So I'm very excited to be doing this. I have a love for theater. I was in theater all 4 years of my high school experience. I was on improv as well for all 4 years. Improv captain for 2. I was on our theater club cabinet for 3 years, so I feel very...
And as the enrichment area leader, it's my weak point. It's like theater is like my... Like, I enjoy it. I love musical theater, but I don't have a bunch of knowledge about it, and I don't know how to go through the process, because I never have. So Ellie and I got together before camp via email, and we're brainstorming ideas and watching videos and narrowed it down to the 8 different scenes, and we're really excited. We have, so you know, everybody knows, we have Braille copies and large print copies of every scene, so all of our campers can be involved in whatever way they want to. There'll be a art direction, which will do sets. There'll be costume design, costume and makeup, as well as We're going to need some narration. Where anybody wants to be a part of this project, they can. And that includes being an audience. So we're looking forward to having our teens and going through this process. I appreciate your help on that.
Thank you.
You also have a love for OJ Radio and the Kiva. You're always really helpful. You were running OJ Radio for me when you were a camper.
Yeah.
So when the play is all done, you'll be doing that. Hey, let's just talk 1 second before we finish up and head to breakfast here. Was there anything positive or cool or awesome or funny that happened to you during the stay-at-home order?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what's really funny is during COVID, you know, I was really heartbroken because I actually got to come to camp early 2020 for the Sensing the Seasons program. So that's a huge plug. I really recommend it because you get to feel what camp is like at different times of the year. And, you know, I was so excited at the end of March. I was like, oh, the next quarter is ready. We're going to go up. It's going to be fun. We're going to go to camp. And then everything shut down. So I emailed Tony. I'm like, hey, Tony, please give me some good news. It's Sensing the Seasons happening. Please, 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 please. And unfortunately, it was a no-go. But we got to do virtual Sensing the Seasons. And we read this book about how, you know, all the animals and all throughout history, people have said good morning to the sun. And so I just want to kind of give that time that it really stuck with me because I feel like a lot of us, we just need to take that break and just kind of say good morning to the sun and really think about how beautiful of a day it will be. And since, you know, we have campers arriving today.
Yep.
It's going to be crazy, hectic, so I encourage you to say good morning to the sun, but I was a CIT during COVID.
That's awesome. Yes, you were. And you know what they did? Some of the CITs that are here now, we talked to in the last podcast, they were also CITs during virtual, and it's really nice that they let those kids come and have the real experience after being those. You guys will always remember that. You were the CITs, virtual CITs. That's pretty interesting.
It's awesome.
And this summer will also be remembered by everybody forever. There's not going to be another summer like this. It's abbreviated a little bit for us as staff, and it's extended for our teen campers. Are you ready? Are you ready to do this?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited so too. Ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too.
I've been wanting to be a counselor for years since the first time I stepped on that gravel parking lot, checked in with Annalisa, saw a guide dog, and had my first week at camp. I was sucked into the world. I was lending my arm to guide people instantly, and I threw myself into the deep end on purpose.
Right, right.
And so at least I can swim.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, you're definitely not going to sink. And then, of course, you got Norte. You want to talk about Norte for a hot second?
Yes. A month before coming up to camp, I graduated high school. But also, I did at-home training for my guide dog, Norte. He is a male black lab. He's about 22 and a half inches tall at his shoulder height. And he's about 62 pounds. He is so silly. And if you guys didn't know, we have four other black labs here on camp.
It's very confusing.
It is. So a lot of us, we have different ways to identify our dogs. So Annalisa, who is our female AD, she has a bug collar on her dog, Walton.
Walton, yeah.
Jamie Gump, who is the CIT
lead. Jamie. Yeah,
awesome. His guide dog, Windsor, has a braille dog tag with his name on it.
Yep.
And Norte wears bandanas.
Yes.
I put bandanas on my dog.
Yes,
he matches my outfit.
Yes,
so
you do.
Our staff shirts this year are very lovely, dark, deep forest green, which I love the color green. It's my favorite color. And good thing I brought up a green plaid bandana.
There you go. You're all matched up and ready to go. And we all match camp. Camp recently got painted green, all new fresh paint. Green is the theme this year. It's pretty awesome. Clean, fresh. Look of camp. We're very excited to be here. Thanks for joining us this beautiful morning.
Thank you.
Ellie, I'm looking forward to our summer. We've already had a lot of laughs and some great times and so many more to come. Don't forget to enjoy the moment.
Yeah. Don't forget to stay hydrated, wash your hands, and get plenty of sleep, Maceo. And don't forget to say good morning to the sun.
Good morning to the sun, hey.
Good morning.
Hello, EHC.
Hello, EHC.
EHC is the place to be. You've been listening to everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast. Maceo and my friend Ellie, teammate here at Enchanted Hills Camp. We're looking forward to kicking it off today. We're going to go eat some breakfast. Everybody have a great day. As you know, lots of podcasts happening. They're just going to keep happening and keep happening because it's an activity here. I'm not only offering it to the teens as an activity, but I'm also going to try to do the whole staff. We're going to try to have everybody done by the end of July. So there'll be lots of fun conversations and beautiful camp sounds to listen to. So thanks for listening. And we will be chatting again very soon with someone here on Everything EHC. Signing off.